It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Hope you're having a great weekend. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page. Reach out to us on Facebook, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Head there now and like us there now and join the conversation there as well. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Just go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. We begin this morning with our good friend, Jane Utter. Jane is Managing Director of Summer Fair 2019. It's our pleasure to welcome Jane Utter back to the show. Good morning, Jane. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having us.
Now, we have you on the show every year. We have you every year, and so I feel like you're my yearly date, right?
That's exactly right.
All right, good. So tell us about Summer Fair. We have you on every year, but remind our listeners about Summer Fair. What is Summer Fair?
Summer Fair is a fine arts and crafts event that we hold each year. We bring in over 300 this year, actually 342 artists from all over the country. And they are in all mediums. So it's painting, jewelry, fiber, wood, photography, glass, anything that you want, we are going to have. And it's the cream of the crop.
Okay. And so one thing that I always like to stress every time you come in, that the organization provides scholarships for deserving art students. Is that right? Tell us about that.
Throughout the year, we give the money that we bring in during the fair back to the art community through high school, the Overture Awards through Cincinnati Arts Association. We fund that. It's part of that. We have college students that the professors choose, and we give them awards. We have working artists, and then we also have small arts organizations. And now we're looking for larger ways to give money to deserving organizations.
All right. You're looking for ways to now. That's nice. It's always good for you have enough money to look for other people to give it to. That's awesome.
That's right. That's our mission.
All right. Now, let's talk about this. Now, one thing that I love about Summer Fair is that you choose the best of the best. It's just not anyone can come to this event. They're invited to this event. And it is, like you said, the cream of the crop, the best of the best. Tell us about that.
We take applications from December 1st through the first weekend in February every year. And from the applications that we receive, we hire judges to judge those. And so, therefore, we are getting the cream of the crop of our applications.
Now, Summer Fair is recognized on a national level. The event has won some major industry awards. Tell us about this. And this happens on a national level. Tell us about this.
Yes, Sunshine Artist is a magazine that is used by artists, and they have a ballot each year that they put out, and we are generally ranked in the top 20, sometimes even into the top 10.
For those that come out to the event, they should know that there will be some very unique artwork for sale. What can our listeners expect there for the uniqueness factor, which is something that I love about the fair as well?
You will find items that you won't find anywhere else. The artists generally do one-of-a-kind pieces, so you're going to have something that nobody else has, whether it be a ceramic piece or a glass piece, photography, painting. It's going to be something that you don't see everybody else
with. And especially jewelry, which the ladies love. My wife loves stuff like that, to know that she's the only one that will ever have these pair of earrings, right?
Definitely. The jewelry is pretty phenomenal. I generally have a piece of jewelry on from the fair every day of the year.
So. All right. Good. Look at that. Well, so we know who's buying it. A lot of it, right? And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear in the studio this morning with our good friend Jane Utter. She is Managing Director of Summer Fair 2019. For more information, you can reach out to us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Summer Fair takes place May 31st, June 1st, and June 2nd. Now, Summer Fair is known for its gourmet food vendors. Tell us about some of the unique foods we will experience when we come out to Summer Fair on May 31st, June 1st, and June 2nd.
We have meals, if you're interested in that. We have beef tips. We have barbecue. We have crab cakes. But then if you don't necessarily want a meal, we also have fudge. We have funnel cakes. We've got cheesecakes. We have liquid libation.
All right. I love the way you put that. Outside of the liquid libations, you have entertainment as well at Summer Fair.
Yes, we have three stages of entertainment. We've got our acoustic stage, which is close by the food, so you can enjoy your meal while you're listening to great music. And we have a youth arts area where you can see kids' entertainment. And then in Moonlight Gardens, we have our Summer Fair Showcase, which is dancing and local community theater.
Now, you mentioned the kids' area, but tell us more about what's going on there and what can parents expect and kids expect if they come out to Summer Fair 2019.
Children 12 and under are free to get into the fair, and we do have a great youth arts area. Not only will you have entertainment there, but they can create. We will have Benkin's Florist that comes in with pots that they can paint. You can go out and shop, and they can be real good because when you're finished with your shopping, they come back and fill it with dirt, and they'll have a plant put in it. Or they can draw a picture that then they can stamp onto a T-shirt and have that to take home forever.
All right. Wow. Sounds like a lot of fun for kids. All right. And I understand that there's also volunteer opportunities. So if those would like to volunteer, our listeners, if they would like to volunteer for Summer Fair, they can do so as well.
Yes, you can find volunteer information on our website, or you can call our office.
And one of the big highlights of this entire event, this entire weekend, is Brunch in the Gardens.
Brunch in the Gardens will be on Saturday, June 1st, from 9 until 11. It's a $40 admission, which gets you into the fair. It gets you a brunch by Eat Well and Chef Renee Schuler. You will also get your choice of a Bloody Mary or a mimosa or other drinks that we have. And then we pull in some of the jewelry, leather, fiber for models to wear. So you'll be seeing how the piece looks on an individual. And then we'll let you know where those are and you can go out and purchase them.
And one of the more important things about Brunch in the Garden is that you need to purchase your tickets in advance. Is that right?
Yes, they do. The link is on our website page, and you and all your girlfriends can come. You can have your strategy of what you're going to do for the fair and go out and have a fabulous day.
Now, why should our listeners come out and support this event?
When you come to Summer Fair, you're not only seeing and being able to purchase some of the best art through the United States, but you're also helping the local art community. We give back year-round to deserving artists and art organizations, and that is our mission.
And Jane, I understand that multi-day tickets are available as well. Tell us more about that.
Online, you can buy your tickets in advance. You can buy a single-day pass for $10, or you can buy a multi-day pass, which is good for all 3 days, for just $15.
All right, and if our listeners would like more information about Summer Fair, how can they find out more?
Summerfair.org has all the information, or you can contact our office.
All right. Thank you, Jane Utter. And again, Summer Fair 2019 takes place Friday, May 31st, Saturday, June 1st, and Sunday, June 2nd. Thank you so much, Jane.
Thank you so much for having us again.
We've been speaking to Jane Utter, Managing Director of Summer Fair. Summer Fair 2019 takes place on Friday, May 31st. Saturday, June 1st, and Sunday, June 2nd. For more information, reach out to us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Coming up later in the show, Bob Harper, fitness trainer, talks about his heart attack in 2017 and his road to recovery. That's coming up later as Sunday Morning Magazine continues. More right after this.